Well, Danny, a terrific victory in the end after a shocking start.
Yeah, it was. I mean, after a minute or so, you know, when we conceded like we did, I think just whether they caught us cold or, you know, we were still picking our noses, I'm not too sure. But yeah, we were caught cold, and against a good team, you know, as Bradford, we thought it was going to be very difficult to get back in, and it was difficult to get back into the game. And saying that, though, I thought at half time we were unlucky not to go in at least level, you know, because we had some very good chances in the first half, and like I said, some of the football we played was excellent. But second half was another game again from our perspective. I thought we did everything that we've been promising to do, you know, in recent games, and some of the football we played was excellent. And I know that towards the end of the game, you know, that Bradford will chase it a bit, and obviously the back line opens up more than it would normally. But I thought all the through we were full of threats in different areas, from midfield to the wide areas to the strikers. So overall, it was a very, very pleasing performance, yeah.
Took you about 10 minutes to regain that composure, and then all of a sudden their goalkeeper, Jordan Pickford, has made four outstanding saves from good attempts on goal.
He has. He's had a tremendous game, hasn't he, from his point of view. Not from ours, but saying that, you know, that's what he's there for, you know, and that's why he's highly regarded, you know, up at Sunderland, and I'm sure that's why Phil brought him in. But yeah, we thought it was going to be one of those days where you're not going to get past him, you know. But I have to say, the perseverance we showed today and the patience as well, you know, for long periods was excellent, and that's what we'd asked for before the game.
It takes quite a bit, doesn't it, of mental strength and character to maybe try and play with that swagger when you know you're already a goal down and inside a minute. To play that type of football must give you a great deal of heart.
Well, it does, because you know you need a certain type of character to do that. You know, you need bravery to do that. You need a mental strength to be able to take your preparations through onto the pitch, and that's what they did. So great, fantastic effort from the lads. You know, they didn't get disappointed. I'm sure they were with the first goal, like I was, but generally they weren't disappointed, because we felt we were doing well. And even at half time we went in, there's not a great deal I could have said to them that could gee them up any more than they played before, and they knew how they were playing. So like I said, we continued it second half, and it doesn't always happen that, you know, when you have a break and you don't seem to put your foot back on the gas, but we did, and thankfully, like I said, we got a goal at a good time. It, always good times obviously, but we got a goal at a good time that gave us a lot of the game in which to go and try and win it.
Was it part of the message, if you like, at half time to get Devontae Cole in the game more, because perhaps a peripheral figure in the first half, others maybe took the lead, very much involved in the second half?
Well, you've got to look as well at teams as well, you know, the tempo of the game in the first half an hour at least was very, very high, you know, and people expecting, you know, certain things from D, but you've got to wear people down or wear teams down at times, and you've just got to be persevering in what you're doing. And Devante kept running in behind and running in behind and running in behind, and those times they do stretch defenders and they get weary, there's no doubt about it, you know, and I'm sure that Devante was weary. But all of a sudden, if your things are going well for you, don't feel that that tiredness, and he certainly didn't show that at all.
Has Sam Winnell played better than that this season? His all-round performance, OK, he got a goal with that as well, but his work rate and every other contribution worked really hard today.
Well, listen, we threw the gauntlet down to the strikers the other week, didn't we? And we said, you know, that somebody's got to start making sure that this is their position. Sam has done that a great deal of that to death by putting the gauntlet down and playing in the manner he did. He had a great game. That's his best game, yes, by a long stretch. But it's the other side of the game that's helped the team as well. And when he does that, you know, the people, you know, they tend to pick up on that and they sense what he's doing, and they're joining with the pressing, and they're joining with the closing down. And then Devante gets involved with it as well. So all of a sudden you've got your defensive starting up front, and their defenders find it difficult to put any quality to their strikers because they're under so much pressure, and that's what we need to do.
The wider picture is back-to-back league wins now in a week. Consistency, all of a sudden it starts to come.
Well, it's not there yet, is it? But, you know, it's a start. You know, and, you know, if you look at the calendar we've got in front of us in the next, the fixtures, you know, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, we can maybe in a month's time go down and see whether the consistency's been there or not. But it's a great start, and I have to say, against a very good and a strong organised side in Bradford. A derby game to boot, you always want to come away with a good result, and we've done that. But yeah, it's another game again next week, and we'll hopefully put in the same performance we've done today.
Ryan Williams, what happened to him? He was hobbling a couple of times and then obviously got brought off.
His hamstrings was tightening up. You know, he hasn't played any games at this level. That's the difference, you know, particularly this season. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to run out of steam to a certain degree. But again, you know, young Ryan put in a great shift for us today. You know, and he's warm to the ethics of what we're asking him to do now already, and as the rest of the lads are. You know, so he'll be fit and ready by next week.